We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Simen Lamed Vav Sif Chav Hei. Basa Shashah Shlosh Yom Veis Leis. Meat that was kept for three 24-hour periods. Also, Levishal may not be cooked after salting. Elm Kenish Benetayim. If we have to make sure that there shouldn't be 72 hours that the meat was left unsalted. However, roasting the meat to extract the salt would be permissible. But when you roast it, you're not supposed to cook that meat after roasting to get out the meat. The halacha, however, is that if during that 72-hour period the meat was washed, the best would be that it should be left to soak for 30 minutes. Otherwise, it should be rinsed very well. And then the Paiskim are lenient that you can use Malicha to extract the blood. Sif Chafes. Noyagim Ba'ifus. The minig is the custom by birds. Shlach Shesira Neitzis. After the feathers are removed. Mahavanai Saba'ar. We singe them. Lasa Esashnisha. To take off all the feathers. Vetzichan Lizar. We have to be most careful. Shloila Havim. That we're going to singe them. Kiyim B'shal Hevish Shal Kash V'Tevin. A fire made out of straw. V'liyasu shall have his gedola. Don't make a large fire. V'izharu l'helech ha'ofetz ona v'ona. And keep on moving the birds l'val yitzchamamu. As same way, if we don't use this method to remove the feathers. And also what we may not use to remove the feathers is hot water. Because after the birds have been soaked in hot water, it becomes questionable how we could kasher that bird with salting. Simen Lam Zayin Hilchas Tefilas HaKelim. The Torah Kedosha says that Moshe Rabbeinu told, Moshe Rabbeinu, Elazar Kohen told Elan Sheyetzava to the people of the army who went out to battle, Kol Dovah Sheyova Be'esh, anything that was used for non-kosher purpose in fire, Tavir Be'esh V'Toyer, it has to be kosherized by fire, and based on this pasuk, Chazal teach us that besides kashering a utensil that we get that was used for non-kosher purposes, the halacha is we have to take all kalim that we purchase from non-Jews to the mikvah to make them tahor, because once when they're brought into the possession of a Jew, they become in a higher level of Kedusha, and that higher level of Kedusha is represented by doing Tefilas Kelim. So therefore teaches us the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph Aloich Keach Kelim L'Shaychem L'Sudim Oivdik Echav Mazolus. If somebody purchases utensils that are used for meal, Afilam Kelim Chadoshim, even if they're new, they were never used before, if they're made out of different types of metal. Metal includes iron, steel, aluminum, silver, gold, copper, or glass. They may not be used. I feel with Sinan, even for cold, even for a temporary purpose, may not be used even once without first taking them to mikvah. And if somebody did put food into such a vessel, he has to be careful to take the food out before he wants to eat it. The food doesn't become non-kosher, but the halacha is you should not keep the food in that vessel. If somebody buys a used keli, so first you have to, as we're going to learn, kasher it, and then take it to the mikvah. And the tefillah has to be done in a spring, or in a mikvah, a mikvah that is a regular kosher mikvah that is used by, that can be used when women have to go to the mikvah. It should exit the situation that it was told out by the Akum and Mazal to Kedusha Yisrael. If somebody buys a keli which is impossible to take to the mikveh, a very large, heavy pot. Some poskim suggest that you should make a hole in it and make it non-usable, and then it should be fixed by a Jew or any such type of a vessel should be damaged to a point where it's not usable, and then it should be fixed by a Jewish individual. So that will mean that it was a Jew who made the kalim. Not everybody is satisfied with this approach. Some say that what you should do is give the keli to a non-Jew, and then you borrow it from him. And that too, some poskim are very dissatisfied, at best that it should be used on a temporary basis. And maybe a combination of the two is what one should do when there's no real option to do tefillas kelim. Kodem tefillah, before we do the tefillah mevachem, a kli echad, if we're only being tovel one keli, we say shekel shem tzitzvon al tefillas keli. But shnayim ayosef, if we're going to be tovel two or more kelim, mevarch ma shekel shem tzitzvonu al tefillas kelim. When there's a suffix, if there's a chiv tefillah, or if there's a question if somebody already tovelled this keli, or the halacha, or if you tovelled the bracha, in all these cases you should take it to the mikveh and not make a bracha, because the taking it to the mikveh is not essential to the bracha is not essential to being mekayim the mitzvah tefillas keli. If somebody made the bracha, even if he's just doing one keli at tefillas kelim, or if he's doing many kelim and he just did one keli, he just made at tefillas keli, he's yotza. And there are those that always make the bracha, that their nusach of the bracha is at tefillas kelim. Sif beis, kivin shekeinu tzrichim tefillah. Since as we learned, the mikveh that has to be used is the makom shekashlo tefillas noshim, it has to be 100% kosher mikveh. L'kein tzrichim lizhar, we have to be careful. Shloi lizbilam ben naharis, we should not immerse them in the river. B'shar shem gedolim b'shamim v'afar shlagim. If the river's water is primarily from rain and melted snow, v'zeh shlich ma'id kon Pesach, which is very common before Pesach at the end of the winter, shenaharis gedolim, that the rivers are full of water from the rain and from the melted snow. Because if the mikveh that's being used is primarily rainwater and melted snow, it has to be a place where the water is not flowing. And if it's a river that's flowing, but most of the water is not the river water, you have a question regarding the kashrus of that mikveh. Sif gimel kliyets ein tzrichin tefillah. Wooden kelim don't require tefillah. However, if there are metal parts that keep the kelim together, tzrichin tefillah b'lay bracha, should have tefillah without bracha. Similarly, if you have a vessel that's made out of a material that doesn't have to have tefillah's kelim, but it's coated, it's plated with the metal, then it has to have tefillah's kelim. There is a machloikis. It matters what is the purpose of the coating. If the purpose of the coating is to make the keli usable, so then of course we have to do tefillas kelim with a bracha. If it's there just for ornamental purposes, so the Shulchan Aruch still holds we should do tefillas kelim with a bracha. The Ramah holds that it should be without a bracha. And there are those that hold that if the coating is only on the outside and it's only there for ornamental purposes, tefillah is not required. But most poskim say you should tovel it without a bracha. Kli cheres, earthenware, gam ken ena tzricha tefillah, they don't require tefillah. And that's the same for plastic. V'metzupim v'mfnim be'aver. However, if the earthenware is covered with lead glass, shakaron afifers, which means to be glazed, tzrich and tefillah b'loy bracha, they should have a tefillah without a bracha. The kain kli chasonir, that's porcelain. Sif dalid, imukla yashin, if it's an old vessel, shnishtamish bam avdikacham mazalis, boifin shitzarach hechshebe hagolo liban, if it's a keli that you receive, bought from a non-Jew, first you have to kasher, tzrichem lekachshir mekoidim, first you should do the kashering, vachkach letavloi, and then retavlet. The halacha is that let's say somebody tavled it before kashering, so if it really requires kashering, it's really non-kosher, so then the halacha is you should tavle it again. But if you're only kashering it, the chumra, then, and you did the tefillas kalim before, you don't have to repeat the tefillas kalim. Sif hey, im shal asocha kalim avet kacham amozos, if you borrowed or rented a keli from an akum, ain't a tzroicha tefillah, tefillah is not required. And if you rented or bought or lent a keli to a nochri, when you get it back, you don't have to take it to the mikvah. From shal asocha kalim and kavani yisrael, if you're borrowing or renting kalim from a Jewish owner, Jewish store business, tzrichen tefillah b'loy bracha, you should have, make a bracha, make tefillah kalim without a bracha. And if somebody bought kalim from a non-Jew and he rents them to another Jew just for the purpose of meal, the halacha is, once the first Jew had it, he's chayiv in tefillah kalim, and therefore the second Jew should have to be tevlet. If, however, if the person who bought the keli, somebody's in business and he sells kalim, and he bought kalim, so the question is, that person, the storekeeper, should not tovel them, because for him, it's not kli suda. For him, it's kli schayra. He bought that to sell. The person who buys it to use, he has to be the one to tovel it. And if somebody already toiveled it once because he bought it, he used it, then he has to notify the mishyik na'achkach, anybody who buys it afterwards, shlo yitveil shenis for bracha, they shouldn't do tefillas kalim for bracha. And therefore, as we said, a storekeeper should not do tefillas kalim, but if he did do tefillas kalim, the person who buys it from him should take it to the mikveh again, but shouldn't make a bracha. Sivav, Yisrael HaMachsa Beis Yitzika. If a Jew owns a factory, Sha'isim Sham Kli Zchuchis, where glass kalim are manufactured, the Pa'alim Heim Ein Yehudim, but the workers are non-Jewish, HaKalim Shanasim Sham Tzrichim Tefillah B'lai Bracha, the kalim require tefillah without a bracha. A factory that's owned in a partnership of a Jew and a non-Jew, the halacha is also tefillas kalim should be done without a bracha. If there's a factory that's on the stock market, so we have to look who has the majority of the stock in that factory. In our world, where if a factory is owned by a Jew and there's non-Jewish employees, so the non-Jewish employees really don't have any say, and therefore it's considered a keli that was manufactured by a Jew and doesn't require tefillas kalim. Siv vav. Yisrael shenasu kesef shayam mani mitchus l'uman avid kachavim. If a Jew gave metal or silver or any metal to non-Jew, she yasla keli to manufacture for him a keli, or she'll sakon l'kli shayinokov, or to fix a keli that had a hole, lo yamachzik revius. If it's a keli that has such a big hole that it can't hold a revius of liquid under the hole, tzarech gam ken tefillah b'loy bracha, the halacha is that you should do tefillas kalim without a bracha. Sif ches, ein tzarech tefillah, ela kli shenishtam shebei lemachel. Only kalim that are used for eating, shiroi lach lemayad, that you eat from that keli, b'loy shtum tekin acher, without doing anything anymore afterwards. So certainly, a disposable keli, even if it's made out of metal or glass, doesn't require tefillas kalim. A disposable keli that is going to be used, a person buys a disposable pan, but he doesn't just use it once, he uses it a number of times before he discards it. Most people say doesn't require tefillas kalim. There are those that are machmet to do tefillas kalim without a bracha. Aval basil shem saknaboy atzamatzis. The metal that on the different utensils, equipment that are used to prepare the matzis. V'amachet shetayfim batzava afem mula, or the needle that's used to sew a stuffed bird. Ainet tzrichin tefillah, don't require tefillah. Aval sakin shashchita, the knife that's used by a shochet to shecht an animal. V'sakin shemashivtim boy, the knife that's used to skin the animal. Kivin shef shel shtams b'sakin zel amachel shenigmar, since these type of knives can be used for food. V'kein tassim shemnichem lay machas, so to the boards on which the matzahs are put. Tzrichin tefillah b'lay bracha. V'sholosh reglayim, a tripod shemidon lovas a k'teira, that you put on in a pot. Kivin she'ena machal ba'atzmoy nageya boy, the food doesn't touch the actual tripod. Ena tzirich tefillah, that is a keli that doesn't require tefillah. Similarly, a utensil that's used to hold a bag that has food in it doesn't require tefillah. Av shvut shemachas, a metal stick, shetana labasa, which is used to roast meat, tzirich tefillah bebracha, that requires tefillah bebracha. Same, the grates on which you have a grill, on which you roast different food, tzricha tefillah bebracha. Yesham the kli zechuchas gedolim. Some suggest a large glass kalim, babukim, shein shosim etoicham, large glass bottles that we don't drink directly from them. Rak shemachzikim bas mishkos, liquids are kept in them, Laris mehem l'toichoi hakoisis, that we pour from them into the cup. L'chashivik tzli suda v'ein tzrichan tzila, they suggest that they aren't kli zchuchis and therefore they don't require tefillas kelim. Yeshayim the tzrichan tefillas kelim, that we do have to have tefillas kelim, and yesh latvilim v'albracha, therefore the Kitzchak says make tefillas kelim without a bracha. Siftes rechayim shapilplin, pepper grinders, tzrichim atfila require tefillah mishematzit, because the metal parts. Avotachten shemekabos atavlin, the receptacle in which you put the pepper, kivin shezut kleitz, that was made out of wood, rechaim shakafa, the coffee grinder, yesh litva b'lay bracha, the halacha is you should make a bracha. You should do tefillas keli like bracha. And the same is if you have an electric keli, something that has electric in it, the best would be if you could do tefillas kelim and you don't have to put the electric part, the computer chip, into the mikveh.